from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Open Line Thursday, Rickies. Good morning to you all. We are the Junks, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com today and find more information. Here's some info for you. You got a two-man junk show. The junks are dropping like flies when I look around the studio. It's just me, Cakes, and JP sitting directly across from me.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up, man? Good morning.
Feeling good?
All the other junks out and about. EB still down in the Outer Banks. He's at the tail end of his vacation. Jason just started his vacay. He went on his trip out to California, where he's doing the Pebble Beach golf trip. And then he's rendezvousing with his family for a little Napa tour in wine country.
Very nice.
Fancy lad.
He was stressed. I don't know why, because he was getting picked up by a limousine company, and now he said he wasn't in a limo, he's in a Suburban,
right?
And then he was flying first class, because he's a baller. That's how Jason Bishop rolls.
That's also how he does it.
Also, his clubs, so he's not running through the airport with the massive travel bag, his clubs were shipped out ahead of time.
Right. It actually sounds like the least stressful travel situation you could have.
It is.
Now, he's always going to bitch and moan about traveling, because he's a big, tall giant, and he has to go stuff himself into an airplane.
He might have an acute agoraphobia.
Is that fear of flying?
No. That's just fear of leaving your house.
Ah, okay. Yeah. He could. He very well could.
Fear of the outside world.
Right. Fear of interacting with others.
He might have a little bit of it.
He could have a case of that.
Although, to his credit, once he went to Pebble Beach with a listener who texted him on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine.
That's right.
That's how he first met the guy who's taken him to Pebble Beach.
It's quite a hookup.
He has stayed in touch with that group of friends, and he's going for the third or fourth time to Pebble Beach, if not the fifth time.
When somebody hooks you up like that, and you're sometimes flying, I don't think he's not flying private this time, but he's had connections where he's flying on private jets instead of commercial. That's a number you tend to keep in your phone. That's one of those contacts that you don't usually delete.
And we know Jason, he doesn't mind interacting with the common folk, right, but he loves the rich folk. Loves people with money.
Yeah, who doesn't? That's kind of his thing.
Speaking of which, I had an interaction with David Falk last night.
You did? Okay.
So,
speaking of people with a lot of money.
I was at my daughter's gymnastics class, and I get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
We rarely get phone calls these days.
Yeah.
I believe it is the older generations. Now, we're kind of an older generation, but Falk's older than us by 20 years or so.
I've learned to let almost all of my phone calls pretty much go straight to voicemail.
Right.
Unless somebody from my family, my immediate family's calling.
If you're going to get in touch with me, you're going to send me a text message.
100%.
Most of our interactions now are text messages. Mm-hmm. And he calls me, I pick up the phone, and we were talking about yesterday that, should I go out to dinner with him? How does the whole pick up the tab thing work?
Right. You don't want it to be awkward.
And I do agree with Valdez. I think you have to offer.
Right.
But this is a guy who sold his company when he was an agent for Michael Jordan and Patrick Ewing and many of the others, top guys in the NBA, for well over $100
million. Right.
All right. He's got this palatial estate in Kiawah Island.
He does, yes.
That you've seen. I haven't seen.
I've only seen it on the internet. I haven't seen it in person.
While I agree with Valdez, he's not even trying to flex, but he slides some things in a conversation. So we're trying to set up this dinner. He's got a restaurant that he loves that I've never been to, which is close to where I used to live, not that far from where I currently live. And we're settling on the date. And he asked me, he's like, where do you live now? Do you live by Rio? And I was like, well, yeah, I used to live right there, but now I moved down the road because we wanted a bigger house. And then he goes, oh, he goes, just before COVID, I built my second house. 17,000 square feet. Think about that.
That is, that's quite a flat.
17,000 square feet.
I mean, like, most people, like, if you're a single family and you're living in a home, it's not a townhouse, you might have 3,000 or 4,000 square feet. I mean, if you're
right,
big baller, you might have 5,000 square feet.
Right.
I mean, this is more than 3x that.
Because I think I was saying, he's like, where do you live? I said, something to the effect of, I was like, well, we were living over in Crown Farm.
Right.
But we moved from a townhouse to a bigger house because we wanted a little more space and a yard. And he's like, yeah, I did that right before COVID, 17,000 square feet.
Well, JP, I wrote that.
And then the other thing.
Yeah.
The other thing was, once we set up the date, he sends me a text message that the date works. He had to check with his wife.
Yeah.
And I said, should we set up a reservation?
Mm-hmm.
Baller move. He's like, they don't do reservations, but I'm friends with the owner.
Oh, of course. Knows the owner. This is just, this is not a scientific number. This is a guess. Most of what I do here on the show. David Falk is in the 0.00001% of people's net worth in the United States. Could possibly add 4 or 5 more zeros because, I mean, the guy's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I agree. Like yesterday I was saying, oh, you got to let him foot the whole bill. I do agree that you probably should at least weekly put your put your credit card out there, like short arm your credit card, like, you know, gator arm your credit card.
He'll probably laugh at my credit card because it's green. It's not some fancy black card or, yeah, you know what I mean?
I can only imagine the sort of credit card David Falk is carrying around.
I just got a home regular, like, credit card.
Does his credit card even have a limit? It probably doesn't, right? Like, I think, like, I have two separate credit cards, both from Chase Bank. And I think each one is like $20,000 or $25,000 credit limit, which I think is pretty standard, pretty normal. But I'm gonna guess he just has a credit card that has no limit whatsoever. He can spend whatever he wants.
No, but I get a kick out of talking to him. He loves the junkies.
Good.
He told me he went to an Orioles game with three of his childhood friends, and that they all had heard him on the show, and he, you know, people love their ADs.
Sure.
Loves their ADs.
Even rich multimillionaire agents.
So we'll see what happens.
I think we're
going to go out on the 16th of August.
Very good.
Found a date. Settled on a date.
Let me know how the whole credit card fiasco part works when the bill comes. I'm going to guess, since he knows the owner, they're just going to go straight to him with the bill. And then you're going to be like, oh, let me pay for some. And then he's going to be like, no, I've got it. You're poor compared to me. So,
like,
no,
I said, the stress that I had was you get invited to a dinner.
Yeah.
You set it up, but there's a difference in income levels here.
Sure.
Would order some bottle of wine that probably costs $2,000.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to handle that.
No, you'd be,
because,
like,
typically, if Jess and I go out, we go to Coastal Flats,
right,
and she might have a margarita.
Sure.
I might have an IPA.
Yeah, it's not.
The
yeah.
bill's not going to be more than
$125. When they ask you, do you want to see the wine list? You politely decline. You say, you know what?
Right.
No, we're good. We're good here. We're good with rail drinks from the bar.
Anyway, that's the update. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I think I will have the alligator arms.
Yeah, you probably will.
But I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Good. Look at you getting out and about, mingling with powerful people. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm doing a Jason Bishop.
That's right. Exactly. Hanging out with people way richer than you.
Yeah, because then the invites come in because he wants to play golf.
Right.
Next thing you know, I'll be going to Kiowa with you, and I'll be hanging out at David Falk's house.
I mean, you'll probably be whisked away on a private jet to the Charleston Executive Airport. Good for you.
How much of the Olympics did you watch last night, Cakes?
I mean, I watched us give the business to South Sudan, which is what should have happened.
All right, so that was during the day.
In the exhibition.
Yes.
I watched a little bit of badminton last night, and I also spent some time with volleyball. I can't remember which form.
So you're flipping the channels around. I think I tend to watch the NBC main channel coverage,
yeah,
which
I'm
is
all over the place.
It's stuff that already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of already know, like, yesterday it was all about Simone Biles,
right.
Or 2 days ago it was about Simone Biles. I knew that they had won the team thing, but I hadn't seen the events. So last night was Katie Ledecky night, mm-hmm. And
right.
I knew that she had already won the gold.
Yeah.
I mentioned this yesterday. I'm trying to swim more. When I swim freestyle, I've never been taught swimming. Maybe we had swimming lessons when we were kids at the Pointer Ridge pool.
Somewhere along the line.
But I'm a hack swimmer.
Right. We all are.
Katie Ledecky, she's winning by an incredible amount. What I noticed last night is, and I guess this is the proper technique, and maybe it's different on some of the shorter races, she doesn't kick that much. Did you notice that?
Kicker.
Like, for every one use of the arm, there's one kick.
Mm-hmm.
I kick furiously.
Again, you're not an expert. She's an expert in her field. She knows what she's doing.
And 1,500 meters? That's so
forever.
Long.
Forever. By the way, this is how much I don't really pay attention to swimming. And maybe Drab, because he's a swimming expert, can chime in. When did the guys stop wearing the Speedos and now they wear like the suits that go down like to their knees? How long have those been in vogue? Like for the last 20 years?
20 years probably, yeah.
What makes that? Does that just make them more aerodynamic
in
the pool?
Yeah, it repels the water. They have certain restrictions on it, I believe, now because it was getting crazy. Like the, what exactly? I mean, they were like in full wetsuits or whatever at one point.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting outrageous.
And the times are just being shattered. So, yeah, it just repels the water, makes them slide through it faster.
Okay.
And I think because Jason was hyping up Rowdy Gaines so much yesterday, I did notice. I kind of enjoy it with Rowdy Gaines. He just gets you fired up for the swimming. I know you're anti-swimming, but that's what I was watching last night.
I mean, swimming is on right now in the studio. It doesn't capture me.
You got an American flag in first place, Cakes.
I mean, again, I always root for the Americans. It doesn't matter what discipline, what sport. Of course I'm going to root for the good old US of A. Sorry, swimming's boring. That's my opinion. Swimming is boring. I know it's one of like the tentpole events in the Summer Olympics. It's swimming, track and field, gymnastics, hoops. I would say that those are your top four that people tend to tune in for. Doesn't do it for me.
So, Cakes, I thought about you last night because I saw this thing and I had sent it via email a couple days ago about a new drink that went viral.
Okay, good.
Which has to do with marshmallow fluff and Coke. It's the two ingredients.
Huh.
I was like, maybe we should try it. So I thought of you last night because I went, first of all, I've never bought marshmallow fluff in my life.
I
thought
it
would be by the peanut butter. It was not. I was flummoxed. It's not something that gets listed in a grocery store.
I'm going to guess where it is. I'm going to guess it's with all of like the baking items.
That's where it was.
You're like cake mixes.
Correct. So eventually I found it, but I thought of you last night because I was just going to buy regular Coke. And I was like, I don't think Cakes drinks regular Coke anymore. So I bought some Coke and Coke Zero. We'll get it in the fridge.
Very good.
And then we'll set it up and have our own taste test.
So we.
I was intrigued because it's you line your cup with the marshmallow fluff.
Okay.
You put some ice in there,
all right.
And then you put your cold soda in there.
Yeah, the soda must be cold. Is it in the fridge as we speak?
No, not yet.
I mean,
I'll put it in.
We need Mike Marr to sprint to the refrigerator. Actually, Mike Marr, please put some in the freezer, and we'll revisit it in about 45 minutes to about an hour. Get it nice and cold. I can't drink lukewarm soda, JP.
But I was intrigued because it seems more like a dessert.
I mean, if you're...
I'm not a float guy. Have you ever been a root beer float guy? I've never been a float guy.
I'm not the
biggest...
But it
feels like a float.
I'm not the biggest float guy, but on a hot summer day, if you get a good, like, Coke float or root beer float, all they are is delicious and just loaded with sugar. It's a great idea. Maybe I'll have a float while I'm on vacation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe I'll dabble.
A float. How about you have it every night?
No, I can't do it every night, JP. I mean, I can't. It's just loaded with ice cream and sugar.
The ice cream will catch up to you. Trust me. I went to Ben and Jerry's every night in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Caught up to me a little bit.
Yeah,
I got to start fighting it off.
I'm a float guy. Sign me up. Now, I don't have them very often, but when I do, I enjoy them. They're
so
delicious.
We'll try it later in the show and see if the soda slash marshmallow fluff combo is worth it.
Very good. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. We'll update you on the Olympics. Jackson Holliday made a big impact in Baltimore yesterday, so we'll get into that next here on The Fan on an Open Line Thursday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.